This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. I believe the expression goes something like this. Ahem. You can't see the forest for the trees. Or in other words, we are so focused on the details that we miss the big picture. But fear not, friends, because God is in control and He sees the big picture as well as all the details.
Right, there's a lot of things in this life to grieve over, whether that's relationships or finances or employment. You know, whatever that may be, there's plenty of opportunity and we still have to go through that cycle to get to that point at some point of acceptance. Right, because when we're at that point of acceptance, that's when we can turn to God and say, okay, God, what do you have planned here? I still may not like where I'm at, but you have me here. What now?
I think the key is that we should always keep in mind what Isaiah said about God's ways being higher than our ways and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. We can't understand things that He understands. So if we're in a situation that we don't like, we need to think about whether or not it may be good for somebody else and that we just got to endure it until it changes. I think about Job a lot of the time. He never gave in to the friends, quote unquote, that were telling him things that were not true. Job knew what was true and he stuck to his guns. And God came on the scene and told the others that Job was right. And so he won out in the end because he persevered, even when his wife had told him to curse God and die. He said, you're a foolish woman. So I think that's important for us to realize that we may be where we are, not because it's what we want or what we think is best for us, but God knows better than us.
How did she take that, Harold? Did she take that hard when he told her that?
Oh, she went off in a huff.
Yeah. Talked about it for weeks. Well, you know, God understanding thing. Maybe God will understand Jim's texts sometimes because Jim tells us that he's going to be off towing, T-O-E-I-N-G. None of us ask him what he meant, but so I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think you said it earlier, a tobo cop.
He's a tobo cop. Yeah. Yeah, he's towing. He used to be a cop. I think you just call him tobo cop.
Nailed it.
That's right.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.